tell you, it's much better to win that Snoopy Trophy. I know you guys think it's a Super Bowl for me, which is no different for me than Tom or anybody else. But I still don't. I hate to lose, period. And I don't care how, by what means, or anything else. I hate losing. And so you guys know, you've been around me long enough to know that. But today, you know, obviously there were a lot of great things, and then there's some things that we clearly got to get better at. The biggest disappointment I had in the first half was that we blew a coverage at the end with 11 seconds left, and it's a head scratcher. But we'll get better from it. There's no question we'll get better from it. I was really happy with 38, the new guy we call him. He stepped in there, competed. We wanted to get him some snaps because he earned it on the practice field, got him with the ones, the twos, the threes. Hell, he's out there all day. But he did a good job for us. So I was happy with that young man. Lewis is his name. Or at least we're going with it, that it's Lewis. But anyways, happy with him. I was happy with our offense. I think our offense really moved the ball well and ran the football extremely well. And then, you know, the one kid, man, one guy was making a ton of plays for him in the back end. But, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job both, you know, throwing the ball and running it. So I was happy with that. And, you know, other than that, I was disappointed we turned the ball over. And, you know, when it's all said and done, that obviously was a major contributor in us losing the football game.
You said several times that with the injuries, it was going to give players an opportunity to step up besides 38. Anybody else you've been impressed with?
Well, I was happy with Antonio Allen until he got, you know, he's in the concussion protocol right now. But until Friendly Fire got him, I thought he was playing well. And I told him, I said, hey, you're going to get some opportunities to make some plays. You're going to throw it down the field on us. I like the way Wallace played, you know, so I thought a couple corners stepped up, played well, and, you know, so I was happy with that. And I was happy, you know, some of the guys, you know, I saw Big Mo, he seemed like he was a force in there, so that was good to see also.
Rex, how concerning is Allen's situation, just not in a microcosm, but just because of the fact that it's another blow to your secondary health-wise?
Well, again, you know, you want everybody to be healthy. You know, we'll see how, you know, how quickly he responds and comes back to us. But, again, you know, hey, you know, somebody will step up. I'm confident of that. You know, if the need arises, I feel pretty good about, you know, the guys that we have on this team. Okay, yeah, he's got a foot. He's got an injury with his foot, and he did not play. It just showed up yesterday, and so he couldn't play. Troy Davis got hurt during the game. He's got a leg. And then Antonio Allen had a concussion. But, yeah, IK unfortunately couldn't play. And that's why we had to extend Babin the way we did. You know, that wasn't the plan going into the game.
What happened to Patterson?
Well, you know, with Patterson, it just, you know, he's been nursing a bunch of injuries and things like that. But he did not play today. And, you know, we'll see about, you know, if he plays, you know, maybe on Thursday. You know, against Philly.
Thank you.